This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to our Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this year we had over 250 interviews that took place on our show. And this is where we look back at all of them, picking out the most interesting conversations we've had month by month. This episode, we take a look at the month of July, and we start things off with Marcus Liu, the director of Unique Fire. Fire-related incidents are often not at the forefront of many homeowners' minds. They seem to be the stuff of TV dramas, as if they couldn't possibly happen in real life. Unfortunately, more than 65% of fire-related incidents in Malaysia happen in residential areas, with a stunning lack of knowledge and education on fire safety as a big contributor. Marcus Liu, he's the founder of Unique Fire, the biggest fire protection equipment factory, as recognized by the Malaysian Book of Records, discusses how he spotted an important gap in the residential market and his ups and downs as an entrepreneur. Here in this clip, Marcus talks about joining his father's business and sharing the company with his three brothers.
There's the family business you've joined, and there are four brothers also involved in the business. So what's that like?
I would say like the four brothers in the business, for me, if let's say in a way that the trust is there, so we actually like for business partnership, if let's say it's without the four brothers, trust is the most important in the business. So for our trust, I think we have actually, the trust is not a problem to us. And then the things that make us, when we want to make certain decision, it's also quite difficult to, you know, come into a final decision because due to, you know, relationship like brothers, yeah, everyone have their own opinion and then you won't tend to offend them because they are brothers. Mm. So these are some of the things that we are facing when we
right. are,
yeah.
So in the end, the father makes the final call.
Yes, luckily.
So is there a conversation on succession planning yet?
Till now, we still don't see any succession mm-hmm. planning for my dad. But as for us, for the four brothers, I think we are quite ready, and then we are willing to learn on how actually to, because like for me, why don't I introduce the roles of four of us. I'm Marcus, I'm the director of sales and marketing, and I have one brother which is, his name is Ryan, he's in charge of engineering, and then another brother is Roy Liu, he's in charge of operation management. And the youngest one will be Ray. He's in charge of all those creative things in the company. So as you can see, our role will be different. We are the department head of each of the division in the company.
Are you the eldest?
Yes, I'm the eldest. Yeah, I'm the eldest. So in terms of succession, I think we are also quite, we need to be more familiar with our own division. Yeah, that's why we are still on learning stage.
But did you join your father's business from after graduation or did you do something else?
After my graduation in year 2002, I actually joined the banking industries.
Okay.
Yeah, I joined the banking industries. Then after that, after banking industries, in year 1 year after banking industry, actually, I also come up with something quite creative during that time. We are also the first one who brought in this electrical bicycle.
Oh.
Yeah, in year 2004.
Following that, we had an interview with Prabha Shanmugam, the general manager, and also Thila Garani, the chef of Cow Cow Veg. Currently, our society has a plethora of choice when it comes to the food that we order and also the food that we deliver. There are, however, some dietary choices that lack options. Veganism is a growing movement globally, and that movement is spreading here to Malaysia. And with demand comes an opportunity, and Cow Cow Veg have stepped up to the challenge to deliver fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to your office and your home. Here in this clip, Prabha talks about marketing of Cow Cow Veg, where she promotes the brand as being homely and familial. What better to come home to than a meal that feels like it's been cooked at home?
So tell me a little bit about your marketing strategy. Did you sit down and decide between you how you wanted to do things, how you wanted to approach, how Cow Cow Veg was seen by people, and what kind of strategy did you employ?
Okay, I'd say because she had a certain ideas, like she wanted the people to, you know the food for like, there must be a significant touch to the food. So people should recognize
not
that.
Not just that it's
not
vegan.
Not just, it's because it's homemade.
Yeah.
It should have a homely, because when we get reviews and feedback from people, you want those words. So when they use the correct word, it's very homely meal. I was satisfied. It's like my mother's cooking.
Tick box.
Yes. Yeah. So we say, okay, we are on the right route. We are on the right track. So this is what we should be doing more and, you know, not something else. So even when we are trying to experiment with other methods or other styles, then when we see the customer likes, you know, they like this homely, the sense of home and everything, so we say, okay, never mind, we
and
just
the
go.
Presentation was very important.
So we experimented with that and then we put it up on social media, so she'll let me know what she wants, what's the style that she wants, then we experiment whether it's a style of taking photos, you know, presentation, then you upload, then you see the customer go hoo-ha and you know they like it, so it's good. And we are also we would say that we are driven by customer demand, because we actually wait for their feedback, and then we should thank actually our customers. They are very vocal and they give constructive feedbacks, and you know about the rice portion. Food can be subjective, like salt, the portion. Mm-hmm. They still give us. They say, "I think like your food portion is big, is small." So we try to tell them. You know, we take them. And we thank
we
them.
We improve. We try to improve.
It's delicious. I will say that.
Is it?
It's delicious, yeah. I had the nasi lemak. It was delicious.
All right.
Really, really enjoyed it.
So, see, things like this, it keeps us going. So we know we are on the right track.
And that's it for our July edition for the Best of Open for Business Conversation special. You can find all the links to the podcast site, BFM app or Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. My name is Jeff Sandhu. Stick around, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.